CM Punk, Cody Rhodes face to face in the middle of that WWE ring, tearing each other apart in almost a very polite manner. We're going to discuss that and everything else that's happened in the WWE on this show, The E, over the past week. What's up, people? My name is Mex, the WrestleManiac, if you will. I'm alongside my co-host, Nafi.
Yo, what's good, bro? So Nafi, full professional, formerly known as the VHS Papi. I'm currently in Europe somewhere.
So if the internet,
overseas, bro. So if the internet does cut out, I'm sorry, man. It's a power cut. Storm Ash has literally taken over the whole of Europe. So yeah, bear with me.
No, it was appreciate you joining, and it's a bit of a big day in terms of a lot of things have come out and been said, and obviously on the programming side of things, which we'll get to. But yeah, as the people come in, keep coming in, say your hellos and everything, big up our bro Mr. Frimpong in the chat, all the live watchers, and of course you can listen back to this on your podcast platform of choices, your Googles, your Spotify's, your Apple Music's, all of that thing. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button as well. The big angle from Monday Night Raw is what the whole show was kind of pitched around, and boy, it delivered. Cody Rhodes and CM Punk in the ring against each other. It started off with, you know, loads of pleasantries, happy for each other. CM Punk telling a really nice story of, you know, when you first came to OVW, your dad basically said, look after my kid. You know, when the American dream asks you to do something, you comply and you do it. So we did it, and he grew up to, you know, actually like Cody, away from just doing a favor for his dad. Him and Cody had a relationship. Cody obviously showed his gratitude as well towards Punk, kind of doing that for him, totally admitting he was a nepotism baby, a nepo baby, and, you know, it's just through family of how he got into this. And yeah, it was all kind of nice, and both men just, you know, acknowledging each other. And then we saw it kind of take a bit of a turn where CM Punk decided to go, well, you know, you stand here in your suit, I stand here in my gym outfit and that. And, you know, your dad gave you like a one leg up into this business, and he cut the promo, what his dad used to say. And he said, but, you know, my dad was just a blue collar guy, worked as an engineer, was it electrician?
Electrician, yeah.
And he said, I'm more of the American dream than you are, making it to where I've made it to. Real stab wound in the heart.
But
Cody Rhodes was ready with his rebuttal, a very good rebuttal. He said, you know, all those years ago, you sat on that ramp. You basically gave the blueprint of how to, you know, escape this, like this being the WWE, and still be a star and still go out there and do this, make a living. That is, you don't need just this company. The question is, you said a lot of stuff, you had a lot of words, and there's no actions. I actually walked those steps, sort of thing. And Cody Rhodes said, I'm more CM Punk than you are.
That's when it hurt.
Yeah, that really seemed to rile him up, and CM Punk got in Cody Rhodes' face. They were literally nose to nose. Obviously, the crux of this is both men saying that they're going to win the Rumble. CM Punk saying, he had a really nice line early in the promo saying that, you know, will we still be friends on Sunday? Like, after the promo, which I thought was cool. Yeah, electric promo from both of these guys. Very simple stuff, but just very effective, well delivered. No one overstayed their welcome. No one fumbled. There was no diss tracks written and naming other entities that don't need to be named. It was just very good, like, TV and promo work from both men. What did you think of this?
Oh, bro, I literally watched it, like, I watched Raw, like, 2 hours ago. I watched Raw and had to recap on other stuff, but I was literally blown away by what was even happening in the ring. And the fact that we've got these two wrestlers that have literally, obviously, one went out the game for too long, one went out the game and done a madness, went on a mad excursion, and they're both back in the ring. Like, it was good. It gave me, like, that final scene, I call it a scene because it's a scene, of CM Punk pulling back Cody Rhodes, and they go head-to-head. Honestly, I can already see the vignette. the vignette. And it, this also sells me another feud or match that can go on the long run of CM Punk's career here. Him trying to prove to himself that, yo, I'm still the CM Punk that you wanted to be. And Cody Rhodes being like, no, I'm the guy that left the company and did what you were meant to do. Like, there's a lot to it. And even to the point where CM Punk was giving digs about saying, so I think there was a line of him saying, you can't deal with personal things, can you? Something like that. And that was all, it kind of hit me because I was like, oh, maybe he's probably talking about the interview that Cody had when he said that, oh, like he left AEW for personal reasons. So him throwing those things as well kind of hit him as well. And it's just,
he said, you can't separate personal and business.
Yeah, that's it. There was a lot happening and it was just gassy. I was like, listen, at the moment, I don't want to see a match, but build it like this, continue to build it. Even when it gets to the Rumble, I want these guys to look at each other in their face and look and be like, let's do it. Like, it's great. I love it. I love it a lot, man. There's a lot to it.
They've done so well in building this pay-per-view, this Royal Rumble match, in terms of and giving us some real contenders. Like, even with these two, which you would say are A and B, whichever way around of probably winning the Rumble, you have given us Drew McIntyre as someone that is kind of monitoring that situation. And he's looked great over the last couple of weeks and the promos he's been cutting as well. Even bro, Gunther. Obviously,
let's talk about that.
Rollins opens the show. He's giving his address around his injury. And like, you can tell he's probably just going to fight on, which he gets to and confirms.
Yeah.
The fact Gunther came out in this promo, it's all I need. Because as we talk about how much good work Gunther's done for the IC title, and if he can move up the card onto that world heavyweight title, this is confirmation that he's there.
Yeah.
Because you've now put him in the mix, in a promo, face-to-face with the champion.
Yeah.
Like, so we don't need to doubt, oh, is he ever going to be world champion? Is he ever going to be in the mix? Yes, he is. They've answered the question now. And, you know, Gunther's basically saying, like, oh, I respect you. You're fighting on as a champion, this, that, and the other. But, big man, when I win the Rumble on Saturday, it's you I'm coming after, sort of.
I love it.
And that's it. Like, Gunther doesn't have to involve himself in the war of words between the Codys and the Drew and CM Punk. He's just gone straight for the head of the snake. Like, he's just like, I don't need to talk to all of these men and just be here doing promos. Let me just go and tell the champion, when I win, this, you're next. Like,
yeah.
And yeah, it's just very, it's very Gunther. Like, it's just straight to the point, sort of thing. And yeah, that's another person he promoted.
Can we just point out, like, the landscape of this build to this Rumble quickly? Gunther done this. Obviously, what he done to Seth recently, like, literally on Monday. Last Monday, or was it the Monday before? The last couple of Mondays that we've had, Nia Jax has done the same thing. Mm-hmm. She's gone to her competitor and said, listen, I want you. I can't remember last time we've had something like this in WWE. Guys, correct me if I'm wrong. Of these guys actually going out there and saying, this is the thing I've won. Obviously, like, it'll probably be like a, I don't know, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. We'll probably have like the main star, pretend Roman Reigns didn't have the title and the title was on Triple H, just wait. Roman Reigns probably got to, but it's like, it's coming from both angles and it's proper nice to see. And it just, I'm just excited for it. Very excited for it. Like, there's a lot at stake.
Literally.
The whole Gunther thing, especially, like, it was great, man. He said a lot of stuff. I knew Seth was gonna flip in, like, yeah, I'm not gonna listen to the thing.
He's not right now.
He's going with the power of God. The power of God killed him. He wants to go. He's saying, bond the doctors, bond the medicine. I'm going to the power of God, and I want to try and win this match. So, yeah, I think it's cool. So, are we shaping up for like a Seth and Gunther at WrestleMania? Would you be happy with that?
It's so hard to tell. I think, then, like I said, the important thing is that they put Gunther into the world title scene. So we now know whether he wins the Rumble or not, whether he drops the IC belt or not, he is heading for that title scene because he now has identified the champion on TV.
Yeah.
I think we're probably still in for CM Punk versus Rollins. I think that's the money match. The feud is there. So as long as Rollins is ready to go, which he should be, his injury says that, you know, he'll probably need about 4 to 6 weeks to rehab, and there's about 12 weeks between now and WrestleMania. So he's got more than enough time. Just has to take it easy in the interim. Don't book him in any stupid matches he doesn't need to be in. Let him come out and cut promos every week. And yeah, he can get away with that, I reckon. I think so. You still go with CM Punk versus Rollins. I think you probably still go with Roman, Cody. Drew, if anyone, is going to be the very interesting choice as to where he falls amongst all of this. And I hope he doesn't get lost in it.
I would book Drew in this. I would have, to save, I think, because obviously injury and stuff with Seth and that, I don't know how mad Seth is going to be. If I really wanted to make things different and change things up, I don't know how you take this.
Go on.
I would have Cody and Roman at Elimination Chamber, right?
Roman's not going to Australia. That's a fact.
Oh, so. No, so not Elimination Chamber, sorry. I'd have Cody and Roman at WrestleMania, sorry. Mm-hmm. Then at Elimination Chamber, maybe.
Go on.
they do like another contenders match for something else, I don't know, for whatever, and Drew wins that, and they have triple threat match, Drew, Seth and CM Punk. Would you like that, or would you prefer if it was separate?
The story doesn't need Drew, although he's making a good case to insert him into it. But you know, to make this a high profile match, especially for the sake of this title, to kind of shake the allegations of it being a, you know, a secondary title. Let CM Punk and Seth just have a feud over it, sort of thing. I don't want Drew to feel like third wheel, if you see what I mean. I don't think he needs that either.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing you could do with Drew going into Mania, and this is surely if you're not going to make Damian Priest win the briefcase, as in cash in successfully, I think you should maybe do Drew versus Damian Priest in a ladder match for the briefcase.
Okay.
At Mania.
But then again, the whole briefcase thing is now void, because it's like, that's like two cash-ins where we've had the winner just literally gamble for...
You're right, but you know the problem is, they can't afford for Damian Priest to not cash in and be successful.
Mm.
If he doesn't cash in successfully, it's going to look like a joke. Yeah. So I don't know if this is better, in my head it's better that he puts it up, you know, Drew riles him up, he puts it up in a match at WrestleMania to see if he can keep it, and Drew beats him for it there. Because if they would rather make Drew champion than Damian Priest, then I'd rather them do that, rather than Damian Priest has an unsuccessful cash-in.
Yeah.
And I think Damian Priest is probably quite unfortunate, because at the time when he won the briefcase, the pipeline of people, he was hot, and the pipeline of people in front of him to possibly become world champion wasn't that long. The queue weren't that long. Now it's like, there's bear man that are doing bits. So it's a bit of a difficult one on him. But
unless he cashes in at WrestleMania, which is the best decision. He cashes in at WrestleMania. Because really and truly, let me be honest, if Seth has the match with CM Punk for the title, I can't lie, CM Punk don't need a title. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need a title. Damon cashes in on CM Punk. CM Punk loses the title already after beating Seth, whatever. He runs out, and then we have a feud with Judgment Day and Cody and CM Punk. What about Cody myself? Judgment Day and CM Punk. That's how I see it happening.
I want Seth to walk in as champion and walk out as champion. And then, like I've been saying, if they're going to do it, Monday Night Raw after Mania. That's let Damian Priest cash in there. Yeah. And that can send Seth on his way. If Seth needs more time to heal up his knee, that can buy him some time. That can move CM Punk onto something else ahead of, you know, I'm sure for sure he's going to be at that Backlash France show. So they'll have to move him, his story along as well. Failing that, keep Damian Priest as the Money in the Bank briefcase holder right up until Money in the Bank. Play the story of, this thing is going to run, we're going to run out of time, we need to cash this in. And that is like the next thing that Judgment Day are all frantic about. Like, oh, hurry up and cash in. And he's like, no, I'm waiting for the right time. And they're watching the clock. And yeah, play into that. If you're not going to do it like after Mania, in my opinion, wait till the end. Because that's a new story, which you've never seen either.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this stuff between CM Punk and Cody, and Cody and Drew, and Drew and CM Punk, and just all these contenders they've built around the Royal Rumble, like, it's looking like a real scene for this title sort of thing. And this is literally for the Rumble. Like, we haven't even got to the point. It's only Gunther that went straight to the champion to talk about the title. So these men are warring themselves before they've even got there. Let's just talk about the women's side of things, which took place on the show as well. It was Nia Jax that was cutting a promo about, you know, she's going to win the Rumble and all of that. Becky came out and said that, obviously, now you're going to just talk and brag about how you've beaten me. You're going to talk about that for 5 years. And Becky's throwing her hat in the field for the Rumble win. And then Bayley comes out, who is a SmackDown superstar. But again, for me, this is very much them telling the fans, look, guys, these are your three main contenders that could possibly win this women's match. Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Nia Jax. So we're really going to kind of hone in on these three when it comes to the actual match. And now, it didn't quite end well for Bayley and Becky. They got beaten up by Nia Jax and stuff. So Nia Jax was left standing at the end of the segment, looking strong. But yeah, like, again, they're telling these stories of, you know, what's gonna happen this weekend, this Saturday in the Rumble. What did you think of this, the women's equivalent sort of?
I think it's hot, man. Like, everything is just hot right now. I like the fact that they've literally put a battery in Nia Jax. Nia Jax can now come out and say what she wants to say. And this is how Nia Jax should be booked in WWE, as this strong force and this woman that can go out and just call any shot and say, do you know what? I want to wrestle who? And I see her as one of the people in the Rumble to watch out for. Rumble is her time. Rumble is Nia Jax's domain. We've seen what she's done with the men's Rumble a couple of years ago, and we see what she's done in the women's Rumble. Like, she's a force to be reckoned with, isn't it? So, do I want to see her in the Rumble? Do I want to see her in the Rumble? Possibly. It's new. I wouldn't want to see Becky win the Rumble. Bayley is another person I wouldn't mind seeing win the Royal Rumble, because if Becky wins the Rumble, then we're going to get a special coin. It's like a coin or money come through, but I don't know. Let's see about that. A coin, money. Let's see about that, man. Let's see about that. But Nia Jax, can't lie, yeah, she sold me still. I wouldn't mind her winning the Rumble.
Yeah, I
think the Rumble for Bayley too.
No one expected Nia Jax to be as good as she has been on returning to the company. And again, like, I just can't help but think, you know, the people that brought her to prominence in Triple H and stuff through NXT, of course, is the people that's handling her now. And she may have just been mishandled the first time around, you know, on the main roster. But yeah, it's absolutely crazy as to... It's just such a well-built Rumble, you know, the two Rumble matches we're getting. And yeah, we're going to see on Saturday. Of course, guys, get your tickets. We're doing a watch party down in North London, Loudon Bar, Stoke Newington. So yeah, come and join us. Come and watch it. We have to talk logistics ourselves, because we plan to live stream it and live stream everyone's reactions as well. So but yeah, most importantly, come and join us and watch this PLE, the first PLE of the year.
Yeah.
Let's talk news stories, bruh. Today, cool. They have killed us with news.
I think today and yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yesterday and today. So we obviously had the launch. We had the cover.
Of course.
WWE 24.
Yeah.
We had the trailer as well. Epic. I can't wait to play this game. I'm actually gassed. Like, obviously, I don't want to say too much, but some content might come out next week. Yes, something like that. Some content might come out next week, so stay peeled to our channel. But I'm gassed, bro. And the fact that we've got three covers, I think my favorite of all covers is the Rhea Ripley and the Bianca Belair one. Like, it just looks crazy. It just looks nice and good. Like, Cody's one looks great as well. But Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley, that's I think that's the first ever time we've ever got women on the WWE cover.
Yeah,
two that's women. That's big, man.
Yeah, it's very cool for all of them. Like Cody to come back into the company and almost be given this honor, this position, and then the women who have the pair of them absolutely worked their socks off from the day they've got into this company to now to current day.
These are age mates for real. These are like, do you know that person you go to school with? You're from school, you go nursery, you go to school, you're in reception with them, you go to university with them, you're in college with them, and somehow you end up working with them.
Yeah, yeah.
These are friends for life, bro.
It's crazy. Obviously, Rhea Ripley was wrestling before the WWE.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair was introduced to wrestling by the WWE. So it's crazy to think. I don't even know if someone like Bianca Belair has deeped what she has achieved in this industry, because like she wasn't a fan. Like,
yeah,
she's been so incredible. You know, that's the first black woman on a cover of a game as well in regards to wrestling. So, you know, it's just so many barriers she's knocking down and just doing some great stuff, man.
No, absolutely, man. Yeah, like you said, I don't think she deeps how big this, how grand this is. Like, even down to, like, I remember I saw a video when they announced who's going to be on the cover. She goes, oh my gosh, my brother's been playing this game for years. He's going to be by me now. And it's like, this is great. And it's good to know that she's still humble with it. Do you know what I mean? Some people will get this sort of fame and they'll go above and beyond and do craziness and whatnot, but she's still humble. And I after watching those behind the scene videos and seeing the extra content that's come out, I don't think Bianca Belair should ever be a heel again. She should never be a heel. Stay face forever.
Yeah,
she has to be. Yeah, stay face forever.
Nah, so yeah, it's a very good look, man. It's a very good look for all of them. Yeah. Yeah, that's the game side of stuff, like we said. And yeah, stay tuned to the YouTube channel, because content might just come out. And then today, like we're saying, we finally heard the destination of where the WWE is heading to in regards to its TV related stuff. Netflix, of January 2025.
Crazy.
Raw, everything is basically gonna have the WWE network.
Yeah, PLS. That's crazy,
bro.
Do you know what's my idea? So I'm literally walking in the city, yeah, and I had no connection whatsoever. So I'm just walking around, just really just talking to the wife and that. Now after I go to Primark and I finally got connection. Since I got connection, yeah, I was like, oh, let me check Twitter. I see Netflix and WWE. I said, what? Come from? No, I see the TKO thing with The Rock in that. I'm like, where the hell did this come from? And immediately I thought to myself, how is this going to work out? But then I thought to myself, this is actually sick, because this is basically, I see this basically as a test. Obviously, Amazon are pretty much doing it with football and American football, right, in the States. Yeah. And obviously football here. But this is basically a test for all sports. Like, I saw a stat that in the UK, 16 million people have Netflix at home. More than what they've got in, more than the TNT subscription or Sky subscription that they've got. And that shows a lot. So even like the fact that everyone and anyone can now tune into Monday Night Raw on a Monday, it just goes to show this is a perfect deal for WWE. And $5 billion. Billion. No.
It's a stupidly intelligent deal. Yeah. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, I always look at AEW, and AEW shows in the UK for free, hence why AEW have a massive UK market. And 100,000 people watch AEW 3 days later on ITV every week.
Crazy. 100,000
people are watching this on a 3-day delay every week. Crazy. So it's like the minute you go and put Netflix, who, like, obviously, right now, Raw is on TNT Sports here, which is, what, £30 to £35 a month?
Yeah.
Netflix, which many people, like you said, already have, is on the best part, what, without ads, £10 a month.
Yeah.
You know the amount of homes they're going to be in? Like...
Yeah. Crazy.
It's crazy.
Like, and it's even the fact that a lot of people just like the first thing they think of. They don't even go straight to like the TV guide. They don't go straight to BBC One. They go straight onto Netflix. And even the fact that Netflix even gives you extra content on YouTube, which will sell you into watching the show. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, there's a whole, it's just a whole thing that's like, that can literally, I think this whole thing is going to change the way people watch TV in general. Because like I said, it's a test. If WWE do well on Netflix, we're going to see stuff like NBA go on Netflix. We're going to see stuff like NFL go on Netflix. We're going to see stuff like, you know, a bunch of shows go on Netflix. And this, when I mean go on Netflix, I mean as in live programming, not not batch exclusive content, batch exclusive shows. This is live TV you're seeing on Netflix. This is great, man. Throw away Sky, man. We don't need Sky no more. Sky is outdated, man.
Sky is finished. TNT might be finished as well after that. And like you said, if this is a positive move for Netflix, and people start moving away, like, what do I need to pay £35 a month for, you know, any one of these additional parts on my subscriptions when I can just get my Netflix £10 a month, or even if you want that super premium Netflix at £17 a month, and you get all of this as well as your movies and TV programs. Like, a lot of stations are going to be in trouble.
This is slightly basically a quarter of thingy of Fire Stick. This is basically Fire Stick.
yeah, basically.
Fire Stick. It's Amazon Fire Stick. Hey, guys, don't get Amazon Fire Stick, by the way. I was just, you know, a friend of mine told me about it, so.
It's absolutely crazy, but it's a great move for business. So many people that, you know, oh, I watch WWE, and you know, you log into Netflix and they're probably gonna have a whole WWE tab, or bloody John Cena. They'll have John Cena on the advert, even though John Cena's not on Raw.
Exactly. John Cena, like, The Rock, even Hulk Hogan. They even throw Hulk Hogan in there.
Yeah, have the Rock. We'll talk about the Rock in a second, but yeah, they'll have the Rock there. Like, it makes so much sense. And the one thing I know, go on.
I was going to say, if I see a comment on there that's talking about, so WWE is going to get rid of WWE Network. Mm. I don't think that's the case. From what I've seen online, at the moment, this is just basically Monday Night Raw going on Netflix. So just Raw going on Netflix. SmackDown will be on USA instead of Fox. And NXT will be in the CW in America. But I'm sure, as you've seen already, NXT shows on WWE Network already. So I think for us UK people, the WWE Network will still work. I think we'll still get pay-per-views on the network and Raw on Netflix. But yeah, I haven't seen anything that's changed since that. So
yeah.
But imagine that, WrestleMania on Netflix. That is crazy. Crazy.
It's absolutely mad.
Crazy.
The one thing that I did notice when this whole thing was being announced and stuff, and obviously the TKO stuff we'll talk about, Nick Khan said, that they're open to the WWE Raw going, when it's on Netflix, no longer being on a Monday. They're open to it. Nick Khan said that. And all I was thinking was, do not go and fight AEW.
Don't put on Wednesday, because this is different.
Yeah.
This is different, man.
No, they would swallow AEW if they did that.
Oh my gosh.
Bruv, it's Netflix. Like, it wouldn't be good for AEW, but at the same time, we don't do it.
Yeah, don't.
Like,
don't.
We don't need
to. I'm just thinking, this is a stupid question. This is a stupid question, It's a very stupid question, but let me know. If it gets shown on Netflix, it's going to be shown at 1 a.m. in the UK, right? So we'll have human normally. Okay, cool.
I think they said, because they want to still do it live, but he did even allude to something about it not even being live. He definitely alluded to that, and he said, we're open to a different day of the week as well.
That's crazy.
So we'll have to see. Obviously, it's just very early stages of the deal being announced. Mm. But very crazy deal, financially brilliant for them as well.
Yeah.
And then, as if that wasn't enough, The Rock has joined the board of directors of TKO.
That's crazy. It's just there's a bit of like they're in their season, fam. They're in their season right now, man. WWE's in their season.
It's just honestly like when you're having a good time of it, everything just falls into line. So The Rock's joined. I don't think it takes a genius to know that Nick Khan has obviously played some part in it. Nick Khan and The Rock have been friends for a very, very long time, since their childhoods, I believe. So you know, I'll scratch my back, you scratch mine, whatever, like, and get you in here sort of thing. The Rock has earned back his name, or gained back his name, should I say. So The Rock is no longer like owned by WWE. Dwayne Johnson now owns The Rock.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Which is mad. Like, he can literally go and do whatever he wants. Like, he can literally turn up, you know, obviously not, but
in AEW, The Rock. Absolutely
mad. Yeah, so, yeah. it's crazy, crazy stuff. And it makes me think, you know, when he talked about obviously being the head of the table. I remember he made some tweet after he had done that Raw segment saying that he's going to change the game and we're going to do things differently and this, that, and the other. And maybe he was referring to this. I don't know if he was referring to the Roman stuff now.
He might have been referring to this, though.
He could have been. It's very crazy to see where we've landed with all of this. And it's just all the lines are connecting. Like, The Rock has been signed to, I can't remember the talent agency that Bianca Belair just got signed to.
WME.
The Rock's been signed to them. Who are they owned by? Ari Emanuel. That is another one of these guys in the whole Endeavor TKO stuff.
So,
it's just literally the stars are aligning. These men are all just coming together, forming some big FOF kind of conglomerate over WWE and the UFC. Like, makes a lot of sense. And I just feel like if there's anyone to take any wrestler to become a board member,
it's The Rock. From when he even, I think there was even rumors about him going up for presidency, becoming a president.
Maybe not even a great word, presidency.
But yeah. It's even that, like, even I can see, I wouldn't even vote for The Rock because just The Rock. You know what I mean? Like, if there's one guy you're gonna put your coins in, it's The Rock, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. It's just nice to see that these guys that Rock, Rock, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, even have taken all these roles. Guys that we grew up watching, guys that have been in the sport for a long time, guys that have learned the trade. But behind the scenes, even The Rock has gone off and done stuff in Hollywood. Like, The Rock could easily become a film director now if he wanted to. Like, they've all learned stuff and come back in and now invested back into this company where they can grow new stars and, you know, make this thing great, make the thing wrestling that we love great again. So, yeah, man, it's nice to see, man. The wrestling's in a good landscape. Even in New Japan, I'm sure, obviously, I wasn't there from the inception of New Japan, when New Japan was hot and that, but Tanahashi, a long serving New Japan wrestler, he's now got some sort of higher role in there, and that's the guys people grew up watching. So it's like we're now in a stage where the kids that were kids before are now men, and they've now got the hammer. They've got the keys and the hammer, so they can literally sort of, like, you know,
it's like the general chain of command. It's generally like for those of us that, you know, enjoy our football, it's the same way we've watched Rooney come through as a 18-year-old like banging in goals, and now he's a manager. Like, you know, it's similar kind of stuff to that. The Lampards, the Gerrards, all of these people that we would have grown up watching, seeing their whole careers play out, now they've stepped into the next aspect of their career. So it's really cool to see. And I think, again, just on the representation thing, to have a black man at a board level.
It's great. It's nice. It's good to see.
It's good. It's definitely good to see. So, yeah, a lot of interesting stories taking place. Let's talk SmackDown quickly. I think the main thing coming from SmackDown is definitely the Fatal 4-Way match. So much so, they sent Bayley to Raw to promo the Royal Rumble stuff. It's the Fatal 4-Way. Roman Reigns defending the undisputed WWE title against LA Knight, AJ Styles, and Randy Orton. So on the SmackDown show last week, they were meant to do this contract signing. Roman nicely evaded it, saying that he's not coming to sign it. Nicole, this was even better, saying, not a problem. If you don't sign it by the end of tonight, we will have a triple threat for the vacant undisputed title. It's brilliant. Like, you're not holding my title to ransom. We're not doing that sort of thing. And then on the night, obviously, tensions were rising between AJ Styles and LA Knight. They had a match which was completely scrambled by the Bloodline, just ruining everything as usual. And then Randy Orton and Solo were to have a match where we saw, in the end, Randy Orton got the win over Solo. However, Roman came in. Roman and Randy had a bit of a scrap. Roman eventually signed the contract.
And he threw it. Yeah.
And then dashed it. And Nick Aldis didn't hand it back to him. Thinking that, yeah, well, at least I'm going to sign this contract and I've got all of these men down ahead of, you know, next week, Saturday, got the better of them. And then we saw Roman go for a spear and get hit with an RKO.
Yeah.
And it's left people talking, should this match, A, should this match have just been Roman versus Randy Orton for the title?
Yeah.
Or is there still space? Can we still get that in this run at some point?
I think we can definitely still get that. I think I said a couple of weeks ago, I said on the podcast, Roman has still got beef with Bear Man. And I feel like the first person he needs to have a singles match with outside of the loss of this title, if he does lose at WrestleMania, is Randy Orton. Him and Randy Orton need to have a proper serious one-on-one, like on a level. Like, it needs to be just them two fight out, because obviously Randy, Roman and the Bloodline took him out. Like, they took him out like a couple years. Was it a year ago from now?
Yeah, 18 months ago.
18 months ago. So it's like, that's the first guy he needs to beef. Can't lie, I love LA Knight, but LA Knight, you're gonna get your defense pretty soon. You could chill. AJ Styles, I don't know, man. AJ Styles, I love AJ Styles. He's great in that, but I don't know why he's in this. Is it me? Have I missed something?
No, I mean, so he's similar to Randy in the sense that the Bloodline took him out, innit? Took him out about what, 6-ish months ago now or so. So yeah, 3 to 6 months ago. So that's why he's come back after Roman as well.
Okay, makes sense. But I don't feel like he's one still, like, I don't know. I'm not really, I don't know why he shouldn't be in this one. But yeah, originally, I thought it was going to be a singles Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns for the title. That's what I had in mind at first. But here we are, man. I think it's going to be great anyway.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. And again, I'm sure if they kind of punctuate the show with this, like this is the main event, then if Roman retains, I think we must see The Rock at the end of the night.
Yeah. Someone said online, I don't know how you feel about this, Someone posted a tweet online and they were like, what if the main event at WrestleMania happens where Cody Rhodes and Roman have their match, Cody Rhodes wins the match, whatever, then as we imagined it in LA, The Rock comes out and they tease the match being in the WrestleMania 41. And also with the whole Netflix thing coming on, they also tease it on there, like, you know, just to boost up the thing a bit, like, oh my gosh, Roman's going to wrestle, you know what I mean, at WrestleMania 41. Like, what do you think about that? Could you wait that long?
I mean, I can, because I waited for it to happen last year when we went there. We went there off the premise that it was going to happen and it didn't. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can wait at this point because my investment in it all has dropped a bit, although I still want to see it happen somewhat. To be completely honest, I think that would even make a lot of sense, because I remember the other thing when The Rock was sitting down before he returned. You remember he returned to SmackDown around November or so last year. When he was doing his game day stuff with Pat McAfee before the show, he said that he would only want to do him versus Roman if they could do something epic.
Yeah.
Like something monumental that's never been done before. So that would give them time, I guess, to build to something, you know, a bit more epic maybe. I think as well, with the news of this deal, if you could do The Rock versus Roman Reigns as a main event at WrestleMania without the title, I would like to think at that point, on Netflix, I think crazy. Would be mad, bro.
Mad, like, fam, bro. Bro, do you know when it says trending number one on Netflix? Trending number one. Fam. It'll be there for time.
I can't imagine going to watch WrestleMania money. And you turn on your Netflix and you get the
doo-doo. It's mad.
It's mental.
That is crazy, fam. That is
so
crazy.
Yeah, I think if even if they've done it because of a business standpoint and what that can do for business at WrestleMania 40-41, but if they started like telling the planting the seeds from Rumble, he comes out and sees The Rock, sees Roman from a distance from the entrance way, there may be somewhere down the line as well, you know, they'll probably get drawn out to do some something in Saudi Arabia because the Saudi Arabian man will pay for it.
They'll pay back for The Rock.
Exactly. So they'll probably get drawn out to do an appearance there or something. Yeah, you can build to this 441. I don't particularly care, to be honest, at this point.
Yeah.
And business wise, I hear it. I just really don't want Cody to be cheated out of.
No, man, you know,
getting the title.
Man.
Give him the title, man.
He deserves it. I can't lie. If they give him the cover, not give him the title, that's a vial.
Yeah.
A big vial, man. Yeah. Give him the title for sure, man. Give it to him, man.
Yeah.
Cody, man. He needs it. He needs it, bro. He needs it, man.
Honestly. But yeah, man. It's what a week it has been. In the WWE, a lot of good stuff taking place, and of course, like we said, we got the Royal Rumble this weekend. Let's talk predictions of the match. Men's Royal Rumble, Women's Royal Rumble. Let's start with the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Who do you think could be a surprise entrant?
This is not really a surprise, but Trish. I think Trish will probably be involved in that Rumble as a surprise.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Jade Cargill. But I don't know. Yeah, Jade Cargill's a possibility. That one's definitely a possibility. Another surprise I could probably see happen is Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton being
in this Rumble. I think that's probably nailed on that she's going to be in it, yeah.
Yeah, Tiffany Stratton needs to be in this Rumble, for sure. Even if it's just a little rubbing shoulders with Becky Lynch again. Seeing Becky Lynch again would be great. Like, there's a lot of, I think they finished the match, but they didn't really, like, finish it too tough. So them clashing heads again and seeing each other again would be great. Her and Charlotte being in the ring together will be good as well. Charlotte going to Rumble.
Charlotte's injured, isn't it?
Oh, she's injured. Fact. That would have been a perfect chance.
But she's here rehabbing like Cena, bruv. Like, she doesn't want to miss WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But yeah, she won't be in it, unfortunately. I think as she's currently not signed, I have to say it, there's a 1% chance we may see Sasha. Yeah.
Oh my God. Chance we might see. Bro, Hey, listen, let me tell you, if she comes out, Logan Bart is going to be jumping.
Erupt. You better hold the cameras and the mics and everything because, the whole place will be shaking, bro.
Shake it, bro. We'll be shaking, bro.
Monet, there's definitely still at least a 1% that she turns up. I think Trinity is probably on the cards. Naomi, Trinity the return.
That's a great shout. Great shout.
Because obviously it looks like she's finished up her time with TNA.
Mm.
I think it's a chance we see Liv Morgan return.
Liv Morgan's a great show as well.
She's been injured for the best part of at least half a year at this point.
Yeah.
So we could see her come up. Trying to think, could they put the NXT Women's Champion in there, Lyra Valkyrie?
I think that's a great show. She's she's done well. She's also rubbed shoulders with Becky Lynch as well. I can definitely see her being in it. Her not being in it will probably be like a bit of a vial as well. She's the current
because they've put other NXT Women's Champions in there in the past. So
put her in there.
Yeah, I'd like to think they probably put her in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anyone new else that they've signed. I don't think we see anyone like a Julia. Camille, she was the former NWA Women's Champion.
She was backstage at AEW.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Okay.
I saw some reports saying that she was backstage. So,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening in that contract.
I mean, backstage don't really mean much.
She'll be
once you're a wrestler, you get to go backstage, innit? Whether it's your company or not. So, I know that WWE are interested in her, but I don't think you can. She doesn't have enough name value to debut her in a Rumble. I wouldn't
say. Yeah.
She would definitely go through NXT first, I reckon. So
yeah.
Okay. So who do you think is going to win the Women's Rumble?
Bayley. If not Bailey, then I'm thinking Nia Jax. Nia Jax will be, I think Nia Jax will be, I think will be one of the best decisions, because her reign will be crazy. She's not losing that title, bro, for time. If she does win, against Becky, against Rhea Ripley. But yeah. Do you know what I'll do? I'll make Nia Jax win the Rumble, wrestle Rhea Ripley, then I'll make Bailey have a falling out with say again.
I was gonna say you stopped. You said Nia Jax will wrestle Rhea Ripley. But who would win?
Oh, from Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Oh, Nia Jax.
Okay.
I'll make Nia Jax the new champion. Then after, I would also have Bailey somehow do this falling out with Damage Control.
Yeah.
Io Sky, and after her and Io Sky at WrestleMania, she wins the title. She gets a moment. Done. And after, that's how, I think that's how you settle that in that way. So
yeah, I mean, for me, similar picks. Bailey's definitely my number one. I'm saying Bailey wins it. Bailey continues to tease that she's going after Rhea. Some way, somehow, we're gonna have to do the split between Bailey and Io and Damage Control, maybe in general. And then Bailey decides, no, I'm not going for Rhea, I'm going after you, and she beats Io Sky for the title. This is where I would have, if there is a chance that Mercedes isn't going to AEW, this is what I would keep her for.
Yeah,
I'll keep her away from the Rumble. I'll keep her, you know, cooking in the back burner until Mania, so that when it's like the whole of Damage Control are trying to help Io retain the title, that's when you bring in Monet as a longtime friend of Bailey to help Bailey fight off Damage Control, so she gets her one-on-one with Io and beats Io.
Yeah.
If she was available, that's how I'll do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, it's Bailey. If not Bailey, it sounds boring, but you go with Becky Lynch, because I think Becky Lynch would give Rhea Ripley a great match.
Yeah,
of Mania, and Rhea Ripley should retain.
Yeah, if Becky wins, Rhea Ripley should retain for sure. But
I don't think anyone should beat Rhea right now. I was very much of the camp of, if this is going to be Becky beats Rhea, and then, you know, Becky puts on the next person, you know, gives the next person rub and gives, yeah. I don't even think anyone should beat Rhea right now.
Okay. But if Nia Jax wins it, then I think she should beat Rhea.
I don't think Nia Jax should beat Rhea to capacity.
I think Nia Jax should beat Rhea.
I think she should have a very good match with Rhea, and she should be like Rhea's number two, and maybe they can circle around to it later on in the year, SummerSlam, and then Nia can win. I don't mind that, but I think just right now, none of these girls should beat Rhea. None of them. Like, not a soul. Unless you're going to do something mad, like literally mad, and bring in Jade Cargill. She wins the Rumble and then she beats Rhea at thing.
That's scary.
That's what I mean. Unless you're going to do something mad like that, I don't think none of these lot should beat Rhea.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
What about the men? What surprises? Oh, the men's one.
Hey.
What surprises? Let's start with the surprises.
We could have Okada. We could have Big E. We could have Sheamus. Who else could we have? There's a bunch of days.
Andrade.
We can even have The Rock slightly coming. Who knows? I think if there's one person that's going to surprise us, I think I'm looking at Andrade. This will be the best time for him to come into the Rumble. Best time to come back into the company through the Rumble. Big E is a great shout. I think Big E needs to return at the Rumble. It's time.
100%.
He's been missing for too long. Missing for too long, man. I think Big E will be the guy to beat Gunther's reign.
Yeah.
So do it through, like, you know, him winning the, like, him getting him, like, you know, teasing something with Gunther in the Rumble, maybe. Brock.
We've been getting a lot of obviously Imperium versus New Day stuff right now. So bringing Big E into that fray would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And also, I know you've clocked here. Big Gunther doesn't want to touch no one from New Day. Whenever New Day come to the ring, he just backs off. I'm sure he's waiting for
them. He said, "Them man are beneath me, bruv. Yeah. Like, they're clowns."
That's their send-outs for him.
Yeah.
So I think if you bring the Big E into the equation, Big E will be the one that is actually going to beat wrestle Gunther.
Yeah.
But Sheamus is a great shout as well.
Yeah.
I think what was their faction called again? Sheamus, Rich
Holland, Ballin' Brutes.
I think Ballin' Brutes is done now.
Yeah, they're done.
It's done now. So I think bringing Sheamus back in there into the you know, the mix of things again will be great. And bro, it just adds to the thriving roster that they've got right now, fam. It's just WWE right now is so powerful, like in terms of like the superstar that they've got, the things that's happening behind the scenes, and it's just looking great. So bringing back Sheamus, yeah, I think that'll be great. But yeah,
you mentioned Okada.
Hey,
so I mean, I would lose my head if Okada
if he came back here with the same theme song and the same branding. How would you take that?
I would probably soil my pants, bruv. Not a chance. It won't happen.
Bro, that would be hilarious, bro. Oh my, did it? Is it? Can it be?
Can it be? It is.
Oh, Michael Cole's commentating like he's like this, bro. You can see clearly he's got mono in his face, bro.
Like he's not opening his eyes, yeah.
Yeah, bro, he's coming to that like this, bro. Like he's got money in his face, but he has no excuse, bro. So,
yeah, no, I definitely think Okada might be far fetched, but if that happens, oh, crazy. It's the same way people are talking about MJF. I just feel like, oh, come on, like not a chance.
Nah, that's a stretch, man. That's a stretch. He even signed a deal, so how's that going to make sense, man?
Surely he can't. Yeah, I think that's surprise wise. Anyone that's out or anyone that could be a genuine surprise. You mean you might get a Matt Cardona in there? Like,
okay, that's a shot.
Even if it's a one-off, maybe Ty Dillinger.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Sean Spears, he's done with AEW, so could be someone as well. Use him at number 10 and give him his little pop.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that could be about it. If they wanted to be nice, maybe Goldberg. He's been making a lot of noise about they didn't give me my retirement match and this that. So if they kind of use this as a way to warm him back up, maybe use him for Australia because that's a big stadium show.
Maybe not
so much WrestleMania. Give him his send off match in Australia or something like that.
Who does he want in his retirement match? Did he say who he wanted?
I don't think he's named anybody per se. He just feels hard done by that WWE didn't give him one, but. That's if they obviously want to be nice and honor that and stuff. So it could be someone. I know a lot of people won't be interested in seeing Goldberg, but you know, it's only one position out of 30 men. Yeah. Who do you think is going to win the Rumble, the men's Rumble?
I think CM Punk should win it. Actually, wait, if we want to go down the easy route, because I think whatever the weather, we're still going to get CM Punk versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, 100%. We're definitely going to get that. Cody might be a good chance to win it again. If Cody does double in a year, we've had the likes of Stone Cold do it. We've had the likes of Shawn Michaels do it.
He's in good company, Cole. Yes. Yeah.
If Cody wins the Rumble again, I think that could possibly work out better than him going through the Elimination Chamber and that sort of stuff. Like, I think that'd be good.
I don't want him to win it again. Just because, I don't. You want the Royal Rumble to really come across as a struggle. And I know he entered number 30 last year, not the last position. But I almost fear that the Royal Rumble looks too easy if you're able to win it 2 years in a row.
But it depends how he's won it. So if it's a thing where like he's comes in fifth and he's gone through the Brock Lesnar, he's gone through CM Punk, he basically does what Gunther done last year, then doesn't it make it a bit more like, okay, shit, he's actually...
Yes, okay, I would buy that as long as he was the person eliminating the Drew McIntyres, the CM Punks, the Gunthers and stuff. If he eliminates his peers in that way, then cool, fair enough, I'll buy it a bit more. But again, don't give me... If Cody enters number one, I might just slump back in my chair and think that, oh, you're doing too much storytelling here. Disney, like...
This is written. It's Hollywood.
Yeah,
Hollywood.
Oh, he's going to win from number one. Like, oh, I beg, don't do that.
Yeah.
It was even last year, as good as the two Rumbles were, Rhea entered first and won it, which is great for Rhea's character. Gunther entered first and looked like an absolute boss, got down to the last person and didn't win. So you don't want to keep going back to that well of, you know... just coming in first. Yeah. You have your Iron Man or Iron Woman of the match, but don't go to the well too often because it becomes a bit, you know, pointless or meaningless. Yeah. So you say Cody Rhodes. You reckon Cody Rhodes is winning it?
Yeah, okay. he's a great candidate for it. Like I said, the final four should be Cody Rhodes, Gunther, CM Punk, and Drew. That should be the final. I think it should be them, man, in the final four. Cody somehow stays at the final two. I don't know who can be in the final two, but yeah, that's what I can see happening.
I think the final two. I don't know. I don't even know if you let Cody come. Maybe you do. Maybe you do let Cody come down into the final two. I think for sure CM Punk is winning, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think CM Punk wins. Like you, I don't think he needs a title. I think he can have that. Give him the WrestleMania main event night one. He loses to Cody. He loses to Seth Rollins. And I think that would be cool. But I think that title needs this feud. I'm not too sure. They can have the feud without the title, but the title, just to build this title up so people want it and people respect it, it needs a CM Punk to kind of grace it with a feud. I'm going with CM Punk to win the Rumble. It'll be interesting to see where he comes in, being an elder statesman and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was actually quite enjoying, as him and Cody were doing that promo today, the symmetry in terms of this is where he left the company in 2014.
Yeah.
He walked out after the Rumble and literally 10 years later, he's re-debuting in the Rumble.
Yeah. It's written. It's written. Yeah. But let's see how he's gonna do it. It'll be good for CM Punk to be CM Punk and Seth, not CM Punk and Cody to be the final two, and CM Punk eliminates Cody. So then we can have that whole thing so happen. So when the vignette plays, they can show this sort of things here and there, or they've met here, they've met there. Like I think that'd be great.
Yeah. Sure. I think if CM Punk is to win, maybe does this match go on last? If CM Punk is going to win, do they put this match on last?
Yeah, I think they should.
If The Rock is going to come out after Roman, though, after Roman's match, surely that has to go on last.
That's if The Rock does come out. I don't think The Rock should come out for a Rumble.
If The Rock ain't going to come out, then you give Roman, maybe open up with Roman's match. Then you know in the main event, probably someone big like CM Punk is going to win the Rumble. Yeah. We ain't got long to find out, boy. Saturday.
Yeah, guys, get your tickets, man. Get your tickets. Come watch Royal Rumble with us, man. It's going to be a vibe, man. For sure, man.
Royal Rumble watch party. So, yeah, get your tickets. Come and join us down in Stoke Newington, North London. Loading bar. It's going to be a fun one, and there's going to be a lot to talk about. We've got, obviously, the E to do next week, and then obviously you'll get your regular podcast. And for everyone subscribed to the channel listening live right now, Wrestling's podcast is live on YouTube tomorrow.
Yes, guys, tune in for that, please.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded and it's going to be live. It's going to be live.
And also we're testing out some new equipment, some hologram equipment, so I'll be there in the studio as well. Holographic Luffy, I'll be there. My whole body will be there in the studio. So, guys, make sure you guys tune in for that, man.
Yeah, it's going to be live on YouTube, 8 p.m. UK time tomorrow. Just be on the channel ready for that to go live. Cool. I think that's everything. Another episode of The E in the Books. We got a lot to talk about next week. Come the spin-off of the Rumble and what's going to happen on Raw after the Rumble as well. So that'll be very, very interesting. Any last words before we get out of here, bro?
Guys, wrestling is something to be enjoyed. Tribalism aside, you can like this company, you can like that company. Same way you can like potato salad, same way you can like sweet potato. Guys, let's enjoy this sport that we love called wrestling, man. Honestly, yeah, we're in a great time, man. This is the best time to be a wrestling fan. So, guys, let's enjoy it, man. Royal Rumble this weekend.
Big up you guys watching live. Big up everyone that's going to listen back to this. And, yeah, enjoy the Royal Rumble. Come and watch it with us if you're in London. And we'll see you on the next episode.